Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are pleased to present a special program dedicating the new AM broadcasting facilities of WFAH Alliance, which began operations at 6:45 a.m. on Friday, September 4th, 1953, by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Participating in this dedicatory program are Mrs. F.A. Hoyles, President of the Review Publishing Company, Donald A. Peterson, Vice President in charge of the Radio Division, F.A. Hoyles, Jr., also Vice President of the Review Publishing Company, Paul C. Siddle, Executive Vice President, Congressman Frank T. Bowe, Mayor Harley R. Ewing, C.C. Henderson, President of the Alliance Chamber of Commerce, and the Reverend J.E. Henderson, Vice President of the Alliance Ministerial Association. The Review Publishing Company first began broadcasting on March 26, 1947 on FM, or frequency modulation. At that time, there were perhaps fewer than 100 sets capable of receiving the FM broadcasts in Alliance. On May 4, 1947, that station was formally dedicated to serve the public interest, convenience, and welfare by Arthur J. Hoyles, then Vice President of the Review Publishing Company.
It is with sincere pride and the deepest sense of responsibility that the Alliance Review offers radio station WFAH to the people of Alliance in the public interest. Radio station WFAH is named after my father, Frank Austin Hoyle, who was publisher and editor of the Review from 1894 to 1936. It was one of his goals to provide the people of Alliance with another source of information and entertainment through radio. We now accept our new responsibility.
WFAH-FM made tremendous progress in succeeding years until in 1951, FM saturation reached approximately 65% of all Alliance homes. At that time, the Review Publishing Company, acting on the recommendations of the station manager, Frank A. Hoyles, Jr., decided to increase the service and coverage of WFAH by the addition of an AM transmitter. Here now is Mr. Hoyles to explain that development.
In 1951, we felt, as we still do, that FM is a superior form of broadcasting, due largely to its static-free reception and high-frequency response. We also knew that there were many people who still could not receive our programs, and many persons asked us why we did not install AM so that they could listen to us while traveling in their cars. We realized that by the addition of AM, we could provide a much wider listening audience and thus a greater service to the community. We then engaged the firm of Jansky and Bailey, consulting engineers, to make a survey of this area for a possible AM frequency. In time, a frequency was found that would meet the specifications of the FCC, only to discover that another application from this area had been made for the same frequency. Delay after delay finally resolved itself into an authorization from the FCC to begin construction of an AM station on a frequency of 1310. At this time, a change in the officers of the Review Publishing Company placed Donald A. Peterson at the helm as vice president in charge of radio. Mr. Peterson is here to explain the installation of the equipment over which you are listening to us today.
Thank you, Frank. In order to operate efficiently, it was necessary for us to move our FM transmitter to the new location on Smith Boulevard, just off Route 173 west of Alliance, without any great loss of airtime and service. This was effected on May 15th under the direction of Gene Peterman, our chief engineer. We signed off the air at 8 p.m. Friday, moved the transmitter, made all necessary adjustments, and returned to the air the next morning at 6:45. This was an unprecedented accomplishment, we are told. The FM antenna was erected on the center of three towers, which were necessary for the new AM operation. It was then possible to begin the installation of the new equipment and to make some modifications and adaptations here at our studios on South Union and Milton. As so often happens these days, many delays were encountered in getting shipments of necessary materials and equipment. Consequently, our starting date had to be delayed several times, but we are now on the air.
Yes, we are now on the air with both AM and FM. We have waited for this moment for more than 2 years since the planning first began. And among those who have awaited this day is Mrs. F.A. Hoyles, president of the Review Publishing Company, in whose former home these studios are now located. I wish to introduce to you now Mrs. Hoyles.
It seems strange that we should be sitting here today in what was once our living room. And yet we are halfway to the basement because this room and the library have been combined and lowered to form Studio A. And while nearly every Alliance resident has had an opportunity to visit these studios over the past 6 years, a few minor changes have been made to facilitate broadcasting on both AM and FM. One new studio has been added and new controls supplied for another, making for a more efficient operation. We are very happy about it and hope that everyone within hearing distance of our station will enjoy the programs we offer from day to day. Before we formally dedicate WFAH AM today, I should like to introduce several persons who have been kind enough to join us here in the studio. At this time, I want to call on Mr. Paul C. Siddle, Executive Vice President of the Alliance Review, to speak for the newspaper staff.
Thank you, Mrs. Hiles. We at the Alliance Review feel that the addition of AM facilities to the already broad coverage of the newspaper and radio will make for an unsurpassed performance in the service of this community. The gathering and dissemination of news is one of the main functions of any newspaper or radio station. And the fine reporting arrangement we have between our office and WFAH continues to present the best possible coverage of local, state, and international news. No other radio station in the country can broadcast as much news about Alliance and vicinity as WFAH. And now, with our new AM facilities, more people than ever will be able to follow that news from hour to hour and from day to day. We want to take this opportunity to dedicate our news facilities to the widest possible coverage of everything that will be of interest to our readers and listeners.
Thank you, Mr. Siddle. We are especially privileged in having our representative to Congress, Frank T. Bowe, who has been serving the constituents of the 16th District for the past 3 years.
It's a real pleasure to have a part in this dedication broadcast. WFAH and its officers of the Review Publishing Company are to be congratulated on their earnest desire to serve this community with greater facilities in the dissemination of news and information. WFAH-FM has done a remarkable job of broadcasting in the last 6 years. In fact, the station has become known throughout the broadcasting circles for its untiring efforts in the promotion of frequency modulation. At the same time, it has served the community with many public service features, extensive news coverage, and fine day-to-day entertainment. I am proud to have this operation in my congressional district. I am sure that with the addition of AM, this station will go forward to greater heights of service to the people of this community. May I add my hearty congratulations to the management and the staff of WFAH, AM, and FM on this day when our voices are being heard by a much larger audience than ever before. This is another great step forward in the progress of Alliance and the area.
Thank you, Mr. Bowe. Yes. And now, here is the mayor of Alliance, Harley R. Ewing.
Mrs. Hoyles and officers of the Review Publishing Company and WFAH, the City of Alliance owes you a debt of gratitude for the splendid service you have rendered in this community, informed and entertained through the newspaper and radio. It is just another evidence your desire to keep Alliance the kind of place we can be proud of, that you have branched out into this other field of broadcasting, which we call AM. I recall the tremendous help WFAH was to this city during the heavy snows of 1950. At that time, there were perhaps fewer than 50% of the homes equipped with FM, and yet your services reached out to touch the entire community, disseminating vital information which helped to keep the city operating safely for all. Your broadcasts of city council meetings have helped to keep citizens abreast of developments within the elected governing body. These are only a few of the many things we could cite as evidence that you are definitely serving the public need. And so today, we are proud to have a part in the dedication of WFAH-AM, which will greatly expand the coverage and service of this station to the entire community.
Thank you, Mayor Ewing. The Alliance Chamber of Commerce is also represented here today by Mr. C.C. Henderson, the president of that organization. Mr. Henderson.
Thank you, Mrs. Hoyles. The Alliance Chamber of Commerce is a voluntary organization of businessmen who are devoted to working together for the good of our city. With that objective in mind, we are happy to join in the dedication of this new radio station. We feel that radio has become such a vital part of our daily living that no community can claim to be offering the most and best to its citizens unless there's a broadcasting station in it. We want to see Alliance grow and prosper, and it is through such efforts as those of this radio station that we will continue to move forward and to develop as a community. The addition today of this AM facility is another step forward. On behalf of the Alliance Chamber of Commerce, I take pleasure in extending our best wishes for your continued success.
In memory of Frank A. Hiles and of Arthur J. Hiles, I now dedicate this station to the service of this community in the public interest, convenience, and necessity.
The dedicatory prayer will be offered at this time by the Reverend Joseph E. Henderson, minister of the First Methodist Church and vice president of the Alliance Ministerial Association. Reverend Henderson.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose great love has taught us that every good and every perfect gift cometh from Thee, we magnify Thy glorious name on this special occasion and give Thee thanks for this wonderful gift called radio. What manifold blessings have come from its discovery. We think of the lonely hearts it has comforted. We think of the information it has brought to us. The delights and joys of song and story brought to us from afar. We thank Thee, our Heavenly Father, that this means of communication have made us closer to one another, have brought the nations nearer to each other, and we believe will continue to bless in Thy name the peoples of the earth. So we come now to give Thee thanks for those who have made this station a reality, and who now labor to send forth for our good that which we hear from day to day. Keep ever before us, we pray Thee, our responsibility in this task, that dedicated to Thee, this station may bring joy, peace, and goodwill into the hearts of those who are tuned in. Bless to this area, this station, WFAH, which we now offer and dedicate to Thee. And through it, may Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This we ask in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm. Bless the roof and chimney corner.
And thus we conclude the dedication of WFAH AM Alliance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.